Come on, let's begin to magnify him right now. Come on, all over this place. Let's begin to lift up praise to our God tonight. Come on, he's so worthy. He's so mighty. him. He's holy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice again. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who.
Oh, worship the Lord tonight. Worship the Lord tonight. Come on, because of who He is. He's our provider. He's our victory. He's our peace. He's our Savior. Oh, worship Him tonight in spirit and in truth. Worship Him tonight in spirit and in truth. glorify your name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated, asking our ushers to prepare to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Pray for the Phillip family as they are out of town. Pray for the Cantanosa family as they are traveling to take care of his mother. Amen. Pray for Brother O'Connor. He's homesick tonight. Also, praise report. We've been praying for his mother. And she got news today that she is cancer-free. And so thank God for that. Let's give God praise. Let's give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Savior. Amen. Pray. Don't forget your daily devotion. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. Make prayer a priority. Make Bible reading a priority. Let's make the house of God a house of prayer. Also, when you're praying, pray for souls. Pray for revival. Pray that God would lead you to someone who's hungry. Amen. Today at the church, talking to a contractor, just moved here from New Mexico, feeling that God was leading them to something different than where they were. And lo and behold, they live about a block or two away from the new church. And they're going to come by. He's offering his time. And he said, I'm not looking for pay. I just want to be connected. You never know where God's going to lead you and guide you. And so I began to give our testimony. And we just began to talk about how God has led us from place to place. And then ended up here. And he said, man, I felt like my life at 35 years old was just way past. And I said, man, we were just starting out at 35. So you just never know. But you got to stay prayed up. You got to be ready to give an answer. And so let's make sure that we're doing that. Fireworks sign-up sheet is in the back. Please be aware that setup is June 25th. We have inspection June 26th and start selling as soon as inspection is over. I know it's going to be a busy, crazy time, but let's be involved in this. This helps tremendously with the church and the men's conference and all of that. So let's do our part to make this happen. Let's stand together. Pray for the offering. Jesus, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you for what we feel in this house tonight. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask you, Lord, to bless the gift and the giver tonight in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
You deserve the glory.
As we magnify your name.
Oh, come on, let's thank the Lord for His goodness. Come on, let's praise the Lord for His wonderful acts, for His wonderful mercy. Come on, we love You, Jesus. Oh, we glorify You, Savior. Oh, do you believe He's great tonight? Come on, is He great and greatly to be praised? Why don't we take a few moments to do that right now? Come on, He's great and greatly to be praised. You do miracles so great. There was no one, there is no one like You, Jesus. Oh, we love You, Savior. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. Oh, it is good. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to give God glory. We love You, Savior. Oh, by Your grace and Your mercy tonight. Thank You, Lord. Romans chapter 7. I pray that everybody has their Bibles tonight. Amen. Thank God for Bible study. We are getting closer and closer to completing the project. And I, for one, cannot wait for it to be behind us. Looking forward to the next project. Amen. And if you don't keep a challenge in front of you, you can grow cold in your spirit. You can grow lax and lazy. Let me just read something that I saved the other day. The hardest prison to escape is the comfort that made you weak. Every man who falls to weakness once called it rest. I'm just going to rest a little while. I'm just going to take my ease. I don't want to take my ease. I want to stay motivated. I want to stay at the top of my game. I want to keep something before me. Selena was talking today about one of their coworkers at the age of retirement, in fact, already have it financially set to retire. But her husband, who is 65 years old, doesn't want to retire. Because he says, what am I going to do with all this free time? I could think of a lot of things to do with all that free time. But this man's got this mentality that if I stop, I'm afraid I'll die. I'm not saying you shouldn't retire. I'm just saying keep something in front of you. Keep something out there that challenges you. Don't ever grow comfortable. You can't grow in comfort. Well, you grow, but you grow lazy. You grow weak. You grow. And so we want to make sure we keep something out in front of us. Romans chapter 7, verse number 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. If we convince ourselves that we're basically good people and that everything we do is right and the right motives, we're deceiving ourselves. We're always going to be looking out for ourselves. And the Bible tells us that Paul said, in my flesh, in my body, within me, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present. I want to do the right thing. It's present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I'm going to preach tonight the war within. The war within. Can we lift our hands and our hearts towards heaven tonight? God, I glorify you, Jesus. God, I want to do the right thing. God, I want to do it right from the inside out. God, I need your touch. I need your grace. I need your mercy tonight. Oh, I need your mercy tonight. We glorify you, Savior. I feel the touch of the Spirit in this house tonight. I love you. I praise you. I magnify you, Jesus. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Come on, give the Lord a praise offering in the house of the Lord tonight. Oh, because it feels good. Let's just keep on doing it. I worship you. Come on, do it from the heart tonight. Do it from the inside out. We worship you, Savior. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, feels like revival in the house tonight. Amen, amen. The war within. God bless you. You can be seated. As titles go, as catchy phrases go, I think Brother Marks kind of took the cake this weekend. Bury me with my fork. I'm probably going to be burying me because of my fork. I don't know. I asked somebody who was there. I said, okay, I kind of think I got the gist of it, but what did he mean? He said, well, you can just basically exchange fork for faith, and you just got to. You just got to be done with making the decision. I'm going to live by faith. I'm just going to do it. It's going to happen. I don't have a die with your fork tonight. Bury me with your fork. I don't have a put a fork in me. I'm done. That'll be about 30 minutes from now. Praise God. But I do have this thought that what I would do, the good that I would do, I don't do it. And the things that I would not do, that's what I do. If the Apostle Paul, with all of his knowledge, all of his education, all of his pedigree, all of his background, all of his spiritual encounters, can say that the things that I would do, I don't do, how can we say that we're doing everything right? And we have no problems, we've got nothing to work on. Everything we think, everything we say, everything we do is right. It's above board, it's perfect. No, the Bible tells us that there are certain things that we need to do that we don't do. We need to pray more. We need to read our Bibles more. We need to be more faithful than we are. You say, who are you talking to? All of us. We all need to do more than what we're doing, but that we would do, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that's what I find myself doing. I find myself sleeping in. I find myself not reading as often as I should. I find myself thinking thoughts that of bitterness and anger and That's where we tend, because we're human beings. We're flesh, and in our flesh, in our carnality, dwelleth no good thing. Romans 8:13, for if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I've got to learn to mortify what this flesh wants to do. In a sense of dieting and exercise, they say it's a whole lot easier to go into Costco and skip the snack aisle once. Say no at Costco so you don't have to say no every time you walk into the pantry. Keep sin out of your life once, so you're not tempted with it. Cut it off. Get rid of it. Sever ties. Don't go there. Don't be involved in it. If the guy texts you and says, send me some pictures, cut off the secret, the relationship. Cut off the connection. If the girl says, hey, meet me over here, cut off the connection. It's easier to say no once than keep playing with sin, because in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection. Someone said we've got freedom of speech in America. No, not as apostolics we don't. My body, my choice. No, not your body, it's God's body. You're bought with a price. It's God's. You don't get to make your own decisions. You don't get to do whatever you want. I don't get to do whatever I want and go wherever I want and say whatever I want because I live in America. No, I bring my body under subjection. Lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. He said, look, I don't care what position you hold. I don't care how long you've been in the church. I don't care what authority you may think you have or what dominion you may think you have. You've got to bring your body and your flesh under subjection. Lest by any means, I don't know how they're getting in. I don't know how they're trying to get in, but I don't want them on the inside. I don't want that spirit. Amen. He said, all things are lawful unto me. See, there it is. We live in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. We can do whatever we want. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. He said, I can do whatever I want. What's the song say? I can smoke and dip, snort and cuss, party all night till the sun comes up, but I'm not going to, because I'm not giving those things rule over my body, over my mind, over my spirit. There are people not here tonight. They're backslid away from God because they would not bring their flesh under subjection. There are people who come to God. They get the Holy Ghost. They get baptized. They love what they feel. But they cannot tell their flesh no. There are people who will never grow in God who cannot learn to tell their flesh no. I don't care if it's lawful. I don't care if it's not illegal. There's a lot of things that aren't illegal anymore. But that doesn't mean I can do it. They're not expedient. They're not helping me. The answer is allowing the spirit within to have the dominion over the flesh that is without. I got to pray in the Holy Ghost so I don't let this flesh. Unwashed hands, but clean heart. Mark 7:5, the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not the disciples according to the traditions of the elders? Why eat bread with unwashed hands? This was his answer. Well hath Isaiah said, prophesied on you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart, The outside. Just told my wife tonight, the denominational world has made living for God so cheap. I mean, it is so cheap. They're not even in, they're not even trying to build churches and invite folks to the church. They're just putting out job resumes. Hey, if you want to be a Sunday school teacher, come on over to our church. We're starting a new work across town. Hey, if you want to be a worship leader, come over to our church. What's the requirements? What's the standard? What's the declaration of faith? What's just love Jesus and we're all good. So cheap. So when you find something that costs you, people start saying you're crazy. It doesn't take all that. Well, maybe for you. Maybe not for you, but it does for us. They draw close with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandment of God. Ye hold the traditions of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition, making the word of God of none effect through your traditions, which ye have delivered, and many such things do ye. There's nothing from without a man that entereth into that can defile him, but such things which come out of him, those things are they which defile a man. He said, don't you're men without understanding. Do you not perceive that whatsoever things are from without entereth into the man cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but in his belly, and goeth out the draught and the purging? That which cometh out of man, that defileth him. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, pride. Oh, my word. How do we have something called Pride Month when pride is a known sin in the Bible? I have blocked and unfollowed and blocked and unfollowed and blocked and unfollowed, made sure I don't follow anything with the wrong rainbow. God's rainbow has 7 colors. Man's rainbow has 6. Anything that's promoting that, I don't even care. I just block. I don't even care what they're selling. Block it. If they're putting up ads, because they're bombarding us with this Pride Month, and throwing in our face. I got an ad for David's Bridal, and it was 2 men kissing. Why is that even on Instagram? Why is that even on? Why? Why is it even there? I'm trying to see what's going on in North Little Rock and church and following churches, and all of a sudden they'll throw an ad out there. That's the stuff that defiles people, that gets in people, and it tells them they're all right, and they want to identify that this is all right. He said all these things, these evil things come from within and defile the man. Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you may clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within you're full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which was within, and cup and the platter, that the outside of them may also be clean. Inside, within, you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. You're hypocrites from the inside out. There's an old song we used to sing, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I want the outside to be clean, but I want the inside to make the outside clean. Come on, you can clean up the outside, but if your heart's not right, if your thoughts aren't right, if your spirit's not right, the outside is just a facade. But if somehow But if somehow you can get the inside. Matthew 3:8, bring forth thence fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew 9:3, behold, the certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. He said unto them, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? They reasoned within themselves, and he said unto them, why reason ye things in your hearts? Why are you reckoning? Why are you deliberating? Why are you disputing what I'm saying? If you come to church and the preacher's preaching from the word of God, and you think within yourself, you may not ever open your mouth and say it, but you think within yourself, that doesn't apply to me. I don't have to do that. That's just the pastor. The Lord wants to ask you tonight, why are you disputing within yourself? Why are you arguing within yourself? Why are you deliberating within yourself? Yes, you got to have questions, and questions are good, but questions are only good if you seek truth and not excuses. Questions are only good if you seek answers to why and not want to have vain babblings. My God. Come on, Jesus asked and answered questions. He hearing them and asking them questions, he was astonished. But when he gave them answers, the Bible said they were astonished at his answers. Can I tell you, you can ask a question humbly and you can ask a question in sincerity. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll open your heart and you'll open your spirit from within, you can be astonished at the answer. You can marvel at the answer. Amen. The Bible said they marveled at his answer and they held their peace. I have a problem with people who have they already have questions and they're asking leading ones. Ask me what you want to ask me. But when I give you the answer, don't get mad. Because though you can already make up in your mind what the answer needs to be, we're gonna get there. From whence come wars and fighting among you? James 4:1. Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. And when you ask, receive not because you ask amiss. See, we quote that scripture, you have not because you ask not. But what's the context of that? It's lust, it's wars, it's strife, it's fighting, and you ask amiss that ye may be consumed in your own lust. You're asking with the wrong motivations. 2 Timothy 2:21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared for every good work. If a man purge himself, cleanse me, purge me, wash me, clean me, help me. I want to be useful. Flee also useful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid. People that just want to ask questions for question's sake. People just want to take time knowing that they gender strife. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. We love when people are hungry and they ask questions why. But when the questions keep coming 4 hours later, no matter how many times you answer it. Oh, my wife and I have been in some Bible studies. And we've answered the question so many times. I didn't know another way to answer. I didn't know another way to word it. There was no ChatGPT to say, hey, how do I word this again? How do I word this differently? They didn't want an answer. They wanted an excuse. They wanted an out. You can't do that. You gotta be apt to teach, but you also gotta avoid foolish and unlearned questions. in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Why do we answer people? Because we hope that something clicks. We hope that something changes on the inside. There are people you cannot change. You can preach till you're blue in the face. You can preach for hours on end. You can do Bible studies. You can do podcasts. You can, but if they don't change in the heart, if they won't allow something, you can put rules down. You can put regulations down. But until someone says, I want to be right, I want to be clean, I want to be pure, I want to do the right thing, he said, David said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Come on. When you get a Psalm 51, spirit renewed within you, then you get a Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all. I don't have sin. I don't have bitterness. I don't have iniquity in my heart. I'm blessing God with everything. There's no secret places. There's no secret files. There's no secret things in my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Come on. Can you bless him with all that's within you tonight? Can you bless the Lord with all that's within you tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus worked, there were those that had indignation within themselves. But there were also people that had miracles within themselves. The Pharisees and Sadducees, the hypocrites, the vipers, when he spoke, when he walked through the town, they had indignation. They wanted to learn how to figure out how to kill him. But the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she found strength within herself, and she said within herself, if I could just get a hold of him, if I could just touch him, if I could just reach out to him, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. If somehow, some way, I don't have indignation, I don't have anger, I don't have bitterness, I just want to touch him. I'm going to tell you something. If you can come to a church service, I don't care what else is going on around you, but you've purposed in your spirit, I'm going to get a miracle tonight. I'm going to get a touch from God tonight. I'm going to see something happen. I'm going to tell you, I want the law on the inside. I want the word on the inside. I want to be convinced on the inside. I want to have a moral certainty and a made up mind. Come on, let the word of God dwell in your hearts richly. Let the word of God be effectual, worketh inside you. Come on, let the word of God convince your mind tonight. I can get a miracle. I can get deliverance. I can reach salvation. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. If we're always talking bad about folks in the church, if we're always thinking bad about everybody in the church, the reason we have that is because God's word is not in us. If we're always playing the victim, it's because the word of God is not in us. It has no place in us. But when the word of God is in us, and the word of God has convinced us that I'm a victor, not a victim. I'm on the winning side. I'm more than a conqueror. And I got to serve my brother and my sister with meekness. That shows that the word of God is in me. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divide asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God knows your thoughts, and your intents. God knows what you're thinking and why you're thinking it. God knows when you're saying something what the purpose of that is. If it's to cut and hurt somebody, God knows that. Even if you end it with a laugh. And God knows when you say something and you're joking and you're just playing, God knows that too. But God knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Psalm 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I want God's word in me. When I'm in a group and something comes to my mind, I want it to be the word of God. When something bad happens to me, I want it to be the word of God that's the first thing that comes to my mind. When all things work together for good. Hey, let me tell you something. Nothing that's gone on this week, nothing that's gone on in your life has surprised God or shocked God. God's put things in place and God sets things in order because he knows the very thoughts and the intents, and God's got a plan. And so I want the word of God to dwell in my heart richly. I want to give God, hey, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Come on, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done. Hey, that's a reason to get the word of God in us. That's a reason to pray. That's a reason to read our Bible. If these things be in you and abound, they shall make you neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge. Hey, I want to be a part of God. I want God to bless me. Let these things be in you and abound. For which cause we faint not. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I just this afternoon, just right before church, my cousin Stephanie, who just literally has hair shorter than most of us men in this church right now, she had hair down. She's 5'11", and she had hair down to her ankles before the cancer treatments, and now she's got hair that's just barely coming back in, and she's sitting on the second row of church worshiping God. She's not trying to hide anything. She's just happy to be alive. And she posted a reel or whatever of Brother Marks. And he made mention to Pastor Merfor, the pastor of True Tabernacle. And he said, hey, Brother Merfor, something along the lines, are you ready for the next wave of revival? Are you ready for the next thing? And he said he's been through some light afflictions. Light afflictions. He just lost his wife. At 50 years old, to early onset dementia, very, very rare dementia to hit a 50-year-old woman. But in God's eyes, it's light affliction. It's a moment. Yes, yes, it's painful, but it's a moment. God has a way of making up. God has a way. If somehow you can understand, I faint not, though the outward man perish, though the outward man's lonely, though the outward man is suffering, the inward man is renewed day by day. Why? Because I got something on the inside. There's a war wanting me to get bitter, but there's something on the inside wanting me to get better. There's a war wanting me to get greedy, but there's also a war God wants me to get good, and there's a war going on, but I'm strengthened by might, by the Spirit on the inner man. I fall to my knees and I pray and I bow my head and I say, God, strengthen the inner man. Hey, God wants to be in you. He said there's a spirit of truth that dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Can I tell you this tonight? There's one Lord, one faith, one Father, one God who's above all, through all, and in you all. Hey, it's by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, let's stand to our feet tonight. I know the outward man perishes. I know the outward man gets sick. I know the outward man goes through struggles and trials. But there's something going on the inside. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. There's got to be a war. I'm not giving in to the flesh. I'm not giving in to the hurts. I'm not giving in to the thoughts and desires of my heart. I'm letting the inward man be renewed. I'm letting the inward man be strengthened. I'm feeding the one that I want to survive. Come on, let's lift our voices, lift our hands, lift our hearts. Come on, pastor said no. Pastor said not yet. Pastor said wait a while. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get better. I'm not going to get bitter. I'm not going to get upset. Come on, life threw me a curveball, but guess what? The next one I'm going to hit a home run with. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, renew the inward man. Renew the inward man. This flesh is going to die. This flesh is going to turn. This mortal is going to turn on immortality. There's something going to be on the inside tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If all that we care about, all we think about is fleshly, carnality, homes, lands, money, riches, wealth, retire, whatever, all of it, and I'm not preaching against it, but if that's all our concern is, and we never think, how am I on the inside? How am I on the inside? Then when this life is over, you're going to lose all that you worked for. I just drove 7 hours past some beautiful ranches and beautiful homes and beautiful things, my God. And all this stuff that someone else a long time ago owned. I don't even know anymore who it was. There's no hearse with trailer hitches or luggage racks. Whatever you acquire here one day, someone else will have or sell off. But farmers turn over hundreds and hundreds of acres to their kids, and their kids are selling it off so they can build apartments. They don't care. You worked really hard for it. Guess what? They don't care. What I want to make sure is that when I die, there's something on the inside. Well, there's some folks don't care about that tonight. But there's some folks, you need to make that a priority. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you put on, if he's working on the inside, if he's on the inside, he will work on the outside. And he will give you the desires of your heart. And your desires of your heart may change. That's the part that we're scared about. What happens when I give it all to him and the things that I used to want, I don't want no more? He's my provider. He's my peace. He's my comfort. And I want him on the inside working on the outside. Come on, let's lift our hands all over this house tonight. Come on, I need your help tonight, church. Let's pray. Come on, the war within, the war within, the war within. Oh, lift your voice tonight. Come on, push past the flesh. Come on, it's early. We got some time to pray tonight. We got some time to self-examine. We got some time to purge ourselves. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus. Mighty Lord, mighty King, mighty Savior. Mighty God, by your Spirit. Come on, push past the tired right now. Come on, push past the weariness of life. Just for a few moments. Just for a few moments tonight. Watch how God strengthens you. Watch how God edifies you. Oh, mighty Jesus. Oh, mighty Jesus. God, by your Spirit today. God, by your Spirit today. Oh, mighty Lord, mighty Savior, mighty God. Mighty Lord, mighty Savior, mighty God. On the inside, Jesus, not just surface, not just surface, God, but way down on the inside. Way down on the inside. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. What a change in my life. God, I glorify you, Jesus. Let's clap our hands all over the house tonight. Come on, let's clap our hands all over the house tonight. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Amen, amen, amen. Let me tell you, if you quit living in a surface relationship with God, Jesus told the parable that he built the house on the sand. That was surface relationship. It looked right. It looked okay. But when the storm came, when the rains came, when the floods came, it fell. And the Bible said great was the fall thereof. But those that built the house on the rock, they dug deep. They got in. They dug into something. And they said when the rains came, same rain, same trials, same struggles. But said it stood because it was founded on the rock. That's someone who hears and does what they hear. I want to do what I heard tonight. I want to be a hearer of the word. Anybody feel that way? I want to be a hearer of the word. Let's lift our hands one more time tonight. Come on, he's good. He's great. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. We magnify you, my King. We love you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.